to our third speaker, Juno Stewart. For 5 years, the Family Bicycle Parade was family-friendly bicycle fun. Juno Stewart, Jillian Cranius, and their children, Ursula and Elias, put on a fun-filled... Is Juno here?
I'm not.
Oh, there he is. Put on a fun-filled parade to meet their neighbors. Participants paraded on a car-free bridge and ravine trails on decorated bicycles and played bicycle games. Let's welcome Juno.
So anyone who's ever been to a parade, my children were very small, and we used to bring drums that were pots and pans, and we would march down our linear park, which is on the part of the Family Bike Parade's trail that we used for 5 years, and we would bang our drums, and neighbors would come out of their houses and look at what those neighbors were doing, and then the children used to decorate the pots, and I lived on above Dundas, where there isn't very many cyclists. I just recently had ridden every day, and now snowy trails have kept me from doing the thing that I love. The Family Bike Parade was born out of that. So I had neighbors who had small children who had bicycles, and when my kids started to ride bicycles, I would see them moving around the neighborhood. So north of Davenport is a little joke, because my friends who live downtown wouldn't come and visit us, because we live north of Davenport. And you have to climb a hill, anyone who knows, you have to climb the escarpment. Smart people know there's a little way through Witchwood Park and by the barns, and I would tell them that, but they would take the hard road going up Bathurst. And the Family Bike Parade was seeking those neighbors who had children who had bikes, and continuing our love for bikes. So for 5 years, we would come to Connaught Circle. Connaught Circle is a parquet at the end of our street, and we would ask people to bring their children and their bicycles, and we would supply all the ribbon. There were different themes. I think this year it was paper plates. So they saw a motorcycle. I have a motorcycle that had a number on it, so then they wanted to create bicycles with plates on the front that had numbers. And I thought it was great. I'm an early childhood educator, so I would play along with the numbers, adding numbers to their plates. They would toss those plates and choose their own numbers, decorating their bikes with ribbon and long straws and other things that would be of their own design. We made flyers and put it in our neighborhood, on the telephone poles, and in the laundromat, and every place we could think of that people would come to do their laundry, people who had children, to get a groundswell going. Then we got sponsors in the last year, the Bicycles on St. Clair, Z&M Cycles, Evergreen Natural Foods, and Ellington's Cafe. They gave us food and drinks and other party favors, bars, and then we had even a bigger accompaniment, because people then saw that we were in the parquet, we had tables, we had food, and people would show up and we could talk about bikes and what's going on. So then I did media outreach too. Most of this happened during the bike month, which at the beginning I think it was only a bike week, and my kids would ride with me down the hill. Sometimes our counselor Mahevic would show up and we would ride with them, or I would take them myself. So we did outreach to Now Toronto, the Toronto Star. We had in the Bike Month calendar. And then we got picked up by a local little newspaper, Yo-Yo Mama. And so we tried to get a broader swath of people to come to the parquet where we were having Family Bike Parade. This is my son, Elias. This is my wife, Jillian. I think that's me, or that's Ursula, just one hand. Here's Ursula with her blue socks. And so we took over the parquet. Connaught Circle is a linear park that goes the Bathurst. It's a circle parquet, so it has a natural ability to lend itself to that. Bathurst, as you can see, is there. And then there's a wooden bridge that goes across the Cedarville Ravine. And we went to the Cedarville Ravine and took that over all day. And I made trails on the wooden bridge. And then we had children riding on those trails. And we stayed on the grass also for younger kids who couldn't make their way to the bridge. In this slide, you can see the chalk trails, and so we were using some of the riding skills. I have did Camp Bike 4, so I was helping children get skills for riding, even though they were still in their training wheels. There was a moving part of this for the younger bicycle racers. So this is for the older bicycle racers. You can tell that's me in the middle. And so we did a slow bike race, and the parents got together, and we challenged each other to ride very slowly on the bridge. And I'm not sure if does it move, that one?
I don't think so.
Ah, okay, so we had a technology glitch, because it was very funny. And you'd all be laughing right now on how slow our bicycle race went. The 5 years was an important time because there were young kids who I see today on their bicycles, and I'm really happy that they had the same moments that and the opportunity to ride in a place where it was secure. We went into some of the ravine. Cedarville Ravine is underneath this bridge. That's the car-free bridge, and there's a grassy trail that's now very been gentrified. So there's lighting in it now, and there's gravel, and it's very beautiful. But before, it wasn't always like that. So we spent time, my children spent time riding their bikes in the ravine. So I was giving them the skills for cycling and from the same love that I had for cycling. And so I think the Family Bike Parade was really trying to spread that love to others who didn't know anyone else who lived above Davenport who had bicycles. That's my 5 minutes.
Any questions for Juno?
So kids and bikes are kind of my jam. I love seeing this. It's beautiful. Thank you. Did you need to get any kind of permission, or did you just go with it?
So that's what killed the Family Bike Parade. The Family Bike Parade, we were flying under the wire. We did invite our counselor, Joe Mahevic, to come. He did ride his bike there, but he was early. We were still setting up. So he didn't really see what was going on. And then one of our neighbors, who's a lawyer, came and said, "Oh, you know, you need permits for all of this." And I was like, "Oh, yeah, that thing." And then the Family Bike Parade ended. So, yeah, and we the ravine was just a natural kind of moor. So things have evolved quite quickly. And I was glad to do it when we could. So this was kind of the whole presentation I had built as if someone could take it on themselves. So I showed how to do the flyers and get a natural structure going and cultivate people from afar and people who are close to with you and start from what you know and expand on that.
You need a volunteer.
Yeah, well, my wife is a volunteer, but you can see I'm rolling this on my own. My daughter said, I'm coming, I'm busy. So
you need to get the parks on board with you, and they almost to give it their blessing, because it doesn't really cost that much to.
Yeah, so yeah, there, that
yeah,
is.
Yeah, there's always somebody who's going to say, "Oh, you got to be the permit."
Yeah, that's not, that does not, I would not suggest that would stop anyone from doing their own.
I think it depends on your community as well, yes. Where you are, because some are much more permissive than others.
In the ravine, someone had done a workout, and then they called the police on them because they didn't have a permit. So that was the anecdotal information. But I just say, yeah, take your love to the streets and have a piece of paper in your back pocket.
Yeah. We had another question back here.
It's not a question. It's more like it was just a comment. I think it was great that you did this program, the way you did it, grassroots sort of thing. And I think that lawyer was just really upset because they realized the power of kids. You have a bunch of kids who grew up to love bikes. They're at City Hall complaining about this, or their kids, 500 kids complaining that they want bike lanes. Council's got to change.
Yeah. And if you've ever ridden on Connaught Circle, it's very narrow. Once there's cars there's hardly any room. So people who really ride, like we all do, take the lane most of the time, and it's a problem because people want to pass you during that. But yeah, it's a groundswell for Toronto, and behind my, I work for the city, shirt and tie most of the days. I'm a hippie, and when I can get in there, I get in there. Yeah. It's not going to stop us now.
That's good. All right, well, let's have one more round of applause for Juno.